Let's get right to what we know about Egypt Air Flight 804. It dropped from the sky on a flight from Paris to Cairo today. The defense minister of Greece said it made abrupt turns and suddenly lost altitude just before disappearing from radar screens.
This was picked up on Greek radar because it was about halfway between the Greek island of Crete and Egypt's northern coastline after taking off from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, so almost to Cairo. There were 66 people aboard the Airbus A320, 56 passengers, 10 crew. The BBC's Sally Nabil is in Cairo. Sally, what more do we know?
We had a press conference held by the Minister of Civil Aviation. He said that all scenarios are on the table. Nothing can be excluded. But he also said that the possibility of having a terrorist attack is more likely than the possibility of a technical failure. He said it's very early to jump into conclusions. Investigations are still underway. Rescue and search operations in the Mediterranean are also still ongoing. He said it's very early to jump into make predictions or assumptions. So far, what we have, according to the Minister of Civil Aviation, is that the plane disappeared. The last recorded communication between the pilot and airport authorities was 10 minutes before the plane went missing. But the minister didn't give a time frame, actually, when we can expect the results, when can we know what exactly happened and caused the plane to disappear. And the fact that he did not answer or give specific information to many of the questions that have been posed in the press conference might be very irritating to the families of the passengers I've been meeting this morning. They complained about lack of information. They told me the authorities are not telling us anything. We just want to know what happened to our loved ones. We just woke up to this horrifying news. We rushed to the airport, eager to know what exactly happened. And the authorities didn't tell us anything. And we are just left guessing and waiting for the information that never comes.
Well, it just must be heart-wrenching. But you said the Egyptian aviation minister said, in his opinion, it's more likely it was a result of a terrorist attack than a technical problem. But we also heard the Greek defense minister describe the plane as flying irrationally. So it doesn't sound as if it was blown to bits. Do we know any more about why the Egyptian might surmise terrorism?
Actually, the Egyptians are very reluctant to give any piece of information. They are treading very cautiously. This is the third major aviation accident to happen in Egypt in just a few months. Only last March, an Egyptian plane was hijacked and taken to Cyprus. And last October, a Russian plane was downed over the Egyptian peninsula of Sinai, and more than 200 people on board were killed. So this has inflicted heavy damage, actually, on tourism industry, on aviation industry, and Egypt is still suffering heavily from that, and this might explain why the Egyptians are a bit cautious when it comes to giving detailed information about this accident. They said, we are trying to coordinate and join efforts with the French and the Greeks, but we are still at a very early stage and we cannot say exactly what happened because simply we don't know.
Yeah, we understand. It's been released that there were 12 Frenchmen on the plane, a Belgian, for instance, no Americans, but of course dozens of Egyptians. Tell us more about the scene at the airport. Must be just terrible.
Yeah, I've met the families of the passengers, and it was absolutely a tragic moment for all of them. They were heartbroken, they were distressed, they were in terrible pain and grief. Some of them were crying, others were really angry. I met a mother, for example, whose daughter has been a stewardess on the flight. She told me, I last called my daughter last night, and since then I haven't heard of her. I didn't expect to wake up to such horrifying news. As soon as I heard what happened, I rushed to the airport hoping to get more information about what happened to my daughter, but the authorities didn't tell me anything. They just gave me emergency numbers and they told me, we will keep you updated. But given the fact that the Minister of Civil Aviation didn't have any information actually to give to the families of these passengers, these people will remain actually anxious and worried until they know at least what happened to their relatives on board.
Yeah. Well, and we know the search goes on now in the Mediterranean Sea. That's the BBC's Sally Nabil speaking with us from Cairo. Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you.